This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Wednesday, January 3rd, brought to you by Watkinson Miller and Dairy Management Incorporated. Good morning, I'm Jeff Nally. Here's today's headlines. GOP hopefuls in Iowa ahead of caucuses. Commodity prices cause concern for farmers, and USDA sets January loan rates. Republican presidential candidates make final push for voters in the Hawkeye State. Republican presidential hopefuls are ramping up their visits to Iowa as they seek to win over the ag-heavy state ahead of its January 15 caucus. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis and former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley will be headed to Des Moines tomorrow to participate in town halls held by CNN before participating in an Iowa-focused debate hosted by the network on January 10th. Former President Donald Trump, meanwhile, will skip the debate and appear at a town hall hosted by Fox News at the same time. Businessman Vivek Ramaswamy, who did not qualify for the debate, will host his own live audience show at the same time. For a look at what people are in Iowa saying about the candidates and their messages on agriculture, you can check out today's AgriPulse newsletter, where you can see also our previews of the 2024 agendas on Capitol Hill and the executive branch. Shipping giants staying away from Red Sea. Global shipping behemoth Maersk says it will be avoiding the Red Sea until further notice after security incidents in December threatened the safety of the voyage through the region. A series of December attacks on ships passing through the sea prompted Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin to form Operation Prosperity Guardian on December 18th in a bid to maintain the safety of movement. But yesterday, Maersk said a December 30 attack led the company to pause all transits through the Red Sea, Gulf of Aden until further notice. Cargo will be routed around Africa while the Red Sea is off limits for the company. By the way, the situation compounds an already dicey global shipping picture complicated by the drought-induced limitations of the Panama Canal and the stifled movement of grain and other goods through the Black Sea region as Russia's invasion of Ukraine continues. Soy Transportation Coalition Executive Director Mike Steenhoek says many American shippers are looking to West Coast ports for cargo that can be shipped in that direction. You're kind of pushing that geographic draw area further to the east, he said. There might be soybeans now from eastern Missouri, eastern Iowa, or western Illinois, where normally you wouldn't put those into a rail car to get to the Pacific Northwest. But now there's more of a tendency to do that. Market prices raising concern for farmers. Ag input costs continue to be a significant cause for concern among farmers, but they're increasingly worried about falling commodity prices as well. Some 26% of farmers surveyed in December for the Purdue University CME Group Ag Economy Barometer said the risk of falling crop and livestock prices was a major concern. That's up from 16% last January. Some 24% of the surveyed farmers also said in December that rising interest rates were a big concern. As for input costs, 31% of the survey respondents said those were a major concern, down from 42% 1 year ago. By the way, farm policy is a significant concern of just 4% of the farmers who were surveyed last month. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this.
Located in Washington, D.C., Watkinson Miller has been providing legal services to the agriculture industry for more than 30 years. The attorneys at Watkinson Miller possess a unique combination of knowledge, skills, and experience working with commodity boards and their partner organizations and the U.S. Department of Agriculture. Watkinson Miller is proud to serve the agriculture community by delivering top-quality legal services that achieve cost-effective results.
Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. pork law in effect in California while lawsuit continues in Massachusetts. Proposition 12, the California law that prohibits the sale of whole pork in the state that comes from the offspring of sows raised in gestation crates, is ready to be implemented. After delays due to court challenges and the need to wait for ruling from the Supreme Court, Prop 12 is now law. The state has registered more than 1,250 producers and distributors to sell Prop 12 compliant eggs and pork. Meanwhile, in Massachusetts, pork processors are challenging a similar law approved by voters. A major difference is the Massachusetts law, known as Question 3, does not allow transshipment of pork that does not meet the cage-free requirements. Massachusetts recently filed a brief opposing the company's efforts to stop the law. USDA sets January loan interest rates. January interest rates for Agriculture Department loan programs announced by the agency yesterday line up closely with those set in December. According to a USDA press release, direct farm operating loan interest rates were at 5.625% in January, a slight decrease from the 5.75% in December. Rates for direct, down payment, and joint financing farm ownership loans and amount of actual loss emergency loans remain the same. Well, here's today's He Said It. If you want to lose a lot of the government's leading scientists, it would be an excellent idea to make them all move to Humboldt, Iowa, or even Des Moines. That's Storm Lake Times editor Art Cullen on Ron DeSantis' promise to give Iowa first dibs as a potential headquarters for the Agriculture Department. Well, that's Daybreak for this Wednesday, January 3rd. Brought to you by Watkinson Miller and Dairy Management Incorporated. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Jeff Nally.